بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وأهل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين. نحمده ونسبحه ونقدسه ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأن سيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أرسله بالهدى ودين الحق ليظهره على الدين كله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك وترحم على محمد وآل محمد كأفضل ما صليت وسلمت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وآل إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وصل اللهم وسلم على خلفاء نبيك وأوصيائه وأهل بيته وأحبته، علي أمير المؤمنين وقائد الغر المحجلين، وعلى البضعة الطاهرة My sweetheart فاطمة الزهراء عليها السلام سيدة نساء العالمين، وعلى سبط نبي الرحمة وسيدي شباب أهل الجنة الحسن والحسين عليهم السلام، وعلى علي بن الحسين ومحمد بن علي وجعفر بن محمد وموسى بن جعفر وعلي بن موسى ومحمد بن علي وعلي بن محمد والحسن بن علي والخلف الهادي المهدي عجل الله تعالى فرجه وسهل مخرجه وجعلنا من أنصاره وأعوانه. We feel proud of this family. We feel proud and we take a pride in this ancestry, in this شجرة طيبة, beautiful tree of the Prophet and his family. Those noble, those righteous, those leaders, those who gave their life to educate us, to save us, to teach us, to bring guidance to us, those who never exploited us, never did any wrong to us, those who gave their life for the sake of God, Muhammad wa alu Muhammad alayhim as-salatu was-salam. This is why we mention them in every khutbah, so we can remember their names and remember their virtues, because they are source of inspiration. They are source of peace. When I mention the name of Muhammad and Al Muhammad and our A'immatul Muslimin, our Imams, I feel safe, I feel protected. I feel istamsaka bil urwati al-wuthqa, holding fast to the strong handle. La infisama laha, it never breaks. Those are connected to God. Al-wasila ila Allah. Those are the gates to our Lord. My friends, Allah says in Surah Al-Baqarah, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولنبلونكم بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات وبشر الصابرين الذين إذا أصابتهم مصيبة قالوا إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون أولئك عليهم صلوات من ربهم ورحمة وأولئك هم المهتدون صدق الله العلي العظيم. We will indeed test you with something of بشيءٍ من الخوف, fear, anxiety, والجوع, hunger and starvation, ونقصٍ من الأموال والأنفس والثمرات, and the loss of wealth, souls and fruits, food. But yet, وبشر الصابرين, give glad tidings to those who are patient. And my friends, you are one of those patients. Be patient, be steadfast, don't lose hope. Don't let the shaitan whisper in your ears that I'm tired of this. Why God is doing this to the mankind? Where is God's mercy? Don't say these things. It's a test. And the test has a time period. We have to go through this test. You can't leave the room if you don't finish your test. Now, is it 1 month, 2 months, 3 months? Only God knows. But be happy, be content, be satisfied, be accepting. Al-ridha biqada'illah, the most formidable, fundamental of faith in God, is al-ridha, acceptance to what God has decreed. We accept. Nusallim, we surrender. God, I surrender to you. I'm your servant. You can do whatever you want with me. I ask you to bestow mercy on me. But if you decide to take me away. This is your decision. لا راد لقضائك. Acceptance brings you peace. Believe me. Trust me, my friends. If you want to avoid panic, then surrender to God. Surrender to God. God says, we're going to test mankind with fear and anxiety. بشيء من الخوف والجوع, which is shortages of food, loss of food, and starvation. And this is what is happening in many countries. بشيء من الخوف والجوع ونقص من الأموال والأنفس, and death. The death toll is on the rise. This is what we are facing. Yesterday, Thursday, was 15th of Sha'ban, the anniversary of the birth of the last Imam, the last successor to the Prophet. His name is Muhammadun al-Mahdi, ajjalallahu ta'ala faraja. He bears the name, he carries the name of the Prophet, Muhammad. Muhammad al-Mahdi. And the Prophet mentioned his name. Imagine the Prophet mentions his name 250 years before his death, his birth. 250 years. The Prophet said to his community, to his companions, that a man of my descendant will come and bear my name. And that is the universal savior. Universal, not local, not regional. Some people call for the prosperity of only their region. Let's make America great again. Imam al-Mahdi makes the universe great again, the earth great again. He doesn't discriminate. He doesn't have a prejudice. He doesn't put one race above others, one nationality above others, one language above others, one class above others. He's a universal. This is the beauty of Imam al-Mahdi. This is the beauty, that he's universal. He is the president of all population of earth. The leader, the imam, the wali, Hujjatullah, for the entire population, the entire creatures of earth and elsewhere, and the entire universe. And he doesn't discriminate. And therefore his system is based on what? Universality. My friends, let me say something which I strongly and honestly and truly believe in it. And I practice it. I try to practice this. When you don't see the whole world as one family, then you are making a big mistake. You are mistaken. If you do not consider the whole world in all seven continents as one family. One family. No racism, no discrimination. God has many colors, many cultures, many languages. If you don't look at people as being good, husn al-dhan, you trust them. You trust, unless proven otherwise with evidence. Otherwise you have to trust people and you have to like people. Even if they worship something else, even if they don't worship, even if they disagree with you, with your ideas, with your convictions, with your path, still they are one family, members of one family. Ya ayyuha an-nas, O mankind. This is in the Quran, this is in our book, this is not me. This is our book, Surah Al-Hujurat, chapter 49. Ya ayyuha an-nas, wa inna khalaqnakum min dhakarin wa untha wa ja'alnakum shu'uban wa qabail. We made you into citizenships, into tribes, into nations, into colors, لتعارفوا. So you accept one each other, accept each other, one another, based on being a family. A family. This is the job of Imam Mahdi, is going to restore the family unity of the people of earth. So there are no, you know, G7 countries, you know, the people of the north, the people of the south, you know, industrial countries, advanced countries, you know, backward countries. No. One nation. one people and one God. This is the beauty of Imam al-Mahdi. Every religion on earth preached about him and foretold him in its book, in its scripture. Every nation today is waiting for that savior. Every nation. It's not a myth. It's a fact. It's a fact that going to arrive, inshallah. And that is part of believing in ghayb. Alif Lam Mim, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ. This book is guidance for the righteous. Who are the righteous, God? Tell me, what is their identity? God says, الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Number one, they believe in ghayb, in the unseen. They don't see with their eyes, but they see it with their brains, with their minds, with their hearts, with their souls. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ. Then they establish the prayers. If you don't believe in ghayb, your prayers, your salat is useless. Go and recycle it. It's useless. It's a mechanical prayers. You have to believe in the ghayb. Imam al-Mahdi has few characterizations of his leadership. Number one, adala, universal justice. Not justice only for the rich. Not only justice for the white. Not only justice for American people and then the non-American and non-white and non-rich. There is no justice for them. They are forgotten. They are marginalized. Nobody even listens to them. No. Universal justice for all. This is number one. And let me say something else more. Justice for Muslims and non-Muslims. This is what Imam Ali did. Imam Ali, in his leadership, in his government, there were, in his society when he was a leader for 4 years and 9 months, there were Muslims and non-Muslims. He would equalize between them. He would never discriminate between a Muslim or a Christian or a Jew. When it comes to the law of the land, to citizenship, they are equal. Before law, they are equal. Maybe in the eyes of God is something else. I don't know. God knows. But in the eyes of the state, the society, the prophet, the imam, the law of the land, people are equal. This is justice. I'm not going to say the two other things I was going to say because the time is, you know, almost over. It's 1:32. I'm going to conclude with this story of Imam Ali. Starts to address the plaintiff was the Jewish man and the defendant was Imam Ali. So he addressed the plaintiff with his name, first name and last name. But when it came to with someone regular on the street, we are equal. This is justice. This is the beauty of life. When you have such a leader who cares about justice and he implements justice on himself before others, you feel proud and you feel safe. Therefore, we have to pray for the return of this era of justice and equality and peace for all, not just peace for Americans. Yemenis are suffering now. Several millions of people in Yemen under bombardment. They have no health care, they have no schools, they have no protection. They only have Allah. We have to care about them, not just to care about our peace and security. This is not good. When we just think about us protecting my neighborhood, my country, but leaving Yemenis under bombardment and supplying the Saudis and the Emiratis to further bomb them and destroy them and kill them. God is there, my friends. God is watching and listening and monitoring. And God is not going to remain silent. And this COVID-19 is a lesson for all, for Muslims and non-Muslims, for believers and non-believers, for rich and poor. It's a lesson. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات. O Allah, bestow on us forgiveness. O Allah, send your peace, your tranquility. أفرغ علينا صبرا, and send your sabr, your patience, your perseverance upon those who believe in you, upon the people of earth, all of them, even the sinners, even the non-believers, because you created them. Give them another chance. Oh God, I'm not going to pray for the destruction of anyone. I'm not even going to pray against the enemies of Islam or the enemies of the humanity. I'm going to pray for their guidance, for their guidance. Give them another chance, God. Please give them another chance. Maybe they're going to wake up and come back to you. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.